from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. For many Bay Area residents, tis the season for eggnog, evenings by the fireplace, and phone books. The new yellow and white pages will land on hundreds of thousands of doorsteps this month. But if two California lawmakers get their way, this holiday tradition may soon change. Amy Standen reports.
Whenever I see a stack of phone books that's just been delivered out in front of my house, I wish I could have the same reaction that Steve Martin did in the 1979 comedy, The Jerk.
Oh my God! The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Instead, I'll do what I always do. Pick up the books and throw them in the recycling bin.
Should I just hold this?
Apparently, I'm not the only one.
My name's Leland Yee, a state senator representing San Francisco and San Mateo.
Senator Yee would like to see phone books, or at least the residential white pages, virtually eliminated. Next month, he plans to introduce a bill in Sacramento that would make white pages opt in for the state of California. That means you'd have to register online or call an 800 number to order a copy. If you didn't ask for a phone book, you wouldn't get one. Yee says in communities that have established similar ordinances, almost no one does.
Many individuals now no longer use the white page. They use the internet, they use other kinds of resources to get at phone numbers.
And for them, phone books are nothing but wasted paper, and lots of it. 804,000 tons of phone books are generated each year in the U.S., according to the EPA. That's just over 5 pounds of paper per year for every man, woman, and child, including those too young to pick up a phone.
The bottom line is that these books do impact global warming from, you know, the production of these books, the manufacture of these directories, the distribution of them, and also the disposal or recycling of them.
This is Scott Cassell, executive director of the Product Stewardship Institute, an environmental group in Boston. On the subject of phone books, Cassell is a bit Steve Martin-like.
You can tell I get very excited about phone books.
Cassell says several states have tried to stem the deluge of phone books, including North Carolina, Florida, and New Mexico. But in each case, the bills have failed, partly due to pressure from the phone book industry. But Leland Yee's proposal is different because it only addresses white pages. Here's Charles Laughlin, an analyst with the Kelsey Group, a research firm in Washington, D.C.
I don't think there's a publisher out there who wouldn't really prefer to get rid of their residential white pages.
White pages are required by law in most states and generate little or no ad revenue. But yellow pages, they generate $13 billion a year. That's more than all magazine advertising combined. The industry is so lucrative that there are now more than 200 yellow page publishers in the U.S., generating almost twice as many yellow page directories as there are people. In some towns, that means you could have 5 different yellow pages landing on a single doorstep. Again, industry analyst Charles Laughlin.
I think people rightly will get 3 books in their house are wondering, why on earth do I need 3 of these things? You know, even if they do occasionally use yellow pages, they don't necessarily see the reason for having 3 of them.
On the other hand, say phone book executives, why should phone books be any different than breakfast cereal or magazines? You choose the one you like best.
I think that's probably the biggest misperception about our industry is that, you know, people are not using phone books anymore, and that's just not the case at all.
Neg Norton is president of the Yellow Pages Association, the leading industry group for phone book publishers.
We're seeing that probably, you know, 80 to 85% of adults, you know, continue to use print directories every year.
Still, everyone, even Norton, says that sooner or later, this information will move online. In fact, many publishers already sell online ads, along with print, to local businesses. But that's why legislation like Yee's presents a conundrum for publishers. On the one hand, it would be nice not to have to print white pages anymore. On the other, if you stop printing white pages on the grounds that they're wasteful and unnecessary, what's to stop people from making the case that yellow pages should be next? Charles Laughlin says it's kind of like that old saying about letting the camel get its nose under the tent.
Because sooner or later, the camel's inside the tent. You know, if you let one thing in that you might agree with, you know, that only encourages more legislation.
Perhaps to stave off more legislation, the Yellow Pages industry has taken some steps on its own. And this is where you may want to pull out your pen and paper. Again, Neg Norton.
You know, we have a website today called yellowpagesoptout.com. Publishers representing about, you know, well over 90% of total industry circulation are represented on the site, and they provide very clear instructions for consumers on how they can either, you know, opt out of phone books or even increase the number of phone books that they get.
Unfortunately, says Scott Cassell of the Stewardship Institute, a lot of times phone book delivery services don't seem to pay too much attention to the opt-out lists. But see for yourself, yellowpagesoptout.com.
I'd love for you to try that and to let us know and to let the publishers know if it's working.
Or just give it a decade or so. Last year, two phone book companies filed for bankruptcy, victims of declining ad revenue. Like newspapers or any other print medium, phone books may eventually become obsolete on their own. The question for California lawmakers next year is whether to speed up the trend. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
Sign up for our podcast and the Quest newsletter at kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the William K. Bose Jr. Foundation.